Father, how thankful we are.
你将你的爱子，耶稣基督赐给我们。
You give us your only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus, to us.
让我们能够可以得到你要赐给我们的生命。
So that we may receive the life that you want to give us.
就是你儿子宝贝儿子耶稣基督的生命。
And that is the life of your precious Son.
就是那永远的生命。
That eternal life.
我们感谢你，赞美你。
So for that, we thank you and we praise you.
我们也愿我们今天早晨在这里一起的敬拜能够蒙你的悦纳。
And may you accept our worship here this morning.
也赏赐赐下你的话语，还是我们能够照着你的话语去行去活。
May you bless us with your words, and may we also be able to live by those words.
在地上荣耀你的名。
So may we bring glory to your name.
我们祷告奉靠主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray this in the name, glorious name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
就像我们刚才唱的诗歌一样，我们知道这实在是这个圣诞节的季节。
So it's a song we just sang. We know indeed this is the season of Christmas.
虽然圣经上面我们知道没有说是确定是哪一天。
And even though, as we know, the Bible didn't specifically say which day our Lord was born on.
但是我们也知道现在所定的日期，我们就把它当作是一个标记，我们主耶稣确确实实是来了。
But you know, as the well, we have set this date on the December 25th, so we'll use it more as a mark to indicate that indeed our Lord was born.
每一年到了这个时候，对我来说，对主耶稣的降世为人，有每一年都有新的认识。
So to me personally speaking, every time when we come around the time of Christmas, to me personally, I feel like his birth.Brings a new meaning to me.
从九三年受洗归入主的名下。
Since 1993, when I was baptized under the Lord's name.
到这年的圣诞节的话，过三十一个圣诞节。
Until this year, it will be my 31st Christmas that celebrated since then.
我相信和弟兄姐妹一样，我们受了主的恩惠，我们每一次。来到这个圣诞节的时候，真是让我们好好的感恩，感谢我们的父神。
I mean, just like me, all the brothers and sisters, you must too. Also, when we come to the season, we come before the Lord and truly give Him thanks for all of His blessings.
让我们能够真正的活在他的面前。
May we truly be able to live before Him.
因为我们以前是死在罪犯里面的。
For before we were dead to sin.
我们是死的。
We were dead.
如今我们活了。
But to now we're alive.
我们感谢主。下面我们先一起来读一段圣经。
So we thank the Lord. So next, let's read a passage from the Bible.
我选的今天我们从马太福音第一章的十八节到二十五节。
So let's turn to Matthew first, chapter 1, verse 18 to 25.
我们可以根据这个，我们先用中文读一节，然后英文读一节。
So we'll alternate reading from Chinese and English.
我们中文先。
Chinese first.
耶稣基督降生的事记在下面，他母亲玛利亚已经许配了约瑟，但还没有娶任。
Verse 19. And Joseph, her husband, being a righteous man and not wanting to disgrace her, planned to send her away secretly.
正思念这事的时候，有主的使者向他梦中显现，说。大卫的子孙约瑟，不要怕，只管娶过你的妻子玛利亚来，因她所怀的孕是从圣灵来的。
Verse 21, she will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.
这一节是要应验主借先知所说的话。
Behold, the virgin shall be with child, and shall bear a son.And they shall call his name Emmanuel, which translated means God with us.
这是啊，就使得吩咐把妻子娶过来。
But kept her a virgin until she gave birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus.
二十四节，二十五节，只是没有和他同房，等他生了儿子，起名叫耶稣。英文你读完了哈？英文再读二十五节。
Okay, we'll read verse 25 again. But kept her as a virgin until she gave birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus.
我们再把这个反到那个二十一节，一章二十一节。
Let's go back to verse 21 again.
我们特意注意到这里说，因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
So let's pay attention to the second part where it says, "For he will save his people from their sins."
这里讲到我们主耶稣他来的其中的一个使命。
So we talk about one of the purpose for Lord Jesus coming onto this earth.
要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
And that's to save his people from their sins.
下面我们再读路加福音。
And next, let's turn to Book of Luke.
路加福音的第二章。
Luke chapter 2.
我们从第八节到二十一节。
And we'll read from verse 8 to 21.
我们刚才在博饼的时候，敏雄弟兄也带领我们已经念过。
And as we were breaking out the bread, having a holy communion, our brother Lin also shared this passage with us.
我们还是这样哈，我们中文念，然后英文也跟着，就按照中文就按照这个，这个画片上面，如果有两节就念两节，如果是一节就一节，好吗？
So again, alternate reading between Chinese and English, and re-following the PowerPoint.
好，中文先。在伯利恒之野地里有牧羊的人，夜间按着更大更次看守羊群。
And an angel of the Lord suddenly stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terribly frightened.
不是。
For today in the city of David, there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord.
那我们就念十二节是吧？好。在至高之处，荣耀归于神；在地上，平安归于他喜悦的人。
Verse 15. When the angels had gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds began saying to one another, "Let's go straight to Bethlehem then and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us."
他们急忙去了，又寻见玛利亚的约瑟，又有那婴孩在马槽里。就把天使论这孩子的话开了。
And all who heard it wondered at the things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary treasured all these things, pondering them in her heart.
牧羊的人回去了，因所听见、所看见的一切事，正如天使向他们所说的，就归荣耀与神，赞美他。
And when 8 days had passed, before his circumcision, his name was then called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb.
我用了这个圣经里面的两处，一处是马太福音，另一处是路加福音里面告诉了我们主耶稣他来的其中的目的，他使命。
So, using these two passages, one from Book of Matthew and one from Book of Luke,I share these passages with you to show that these passages record the purpose, one of the purpose for which our Lord Jesus came into this world.
那个楼真下面放一个那个准备的那个 slides 没有？就是在我那个对上面好。我们刚才我特别提到在马太福音这个一章二十一节时候说到，他将要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣。因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
So in verse 21, as we just read, it says, "She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins."
这个罪恶哈，中文我用下面加了一横杠，特别写明出来。然后呢，英文注意到，他在这里写的是 sins， 就是有复数的。
So pay special attention to word sins. It's plural.
我然后我去找这个罪恶，在圣经里面，我用中文去找的话，第一次出现这个罪恶是在创世纪的第六章。
So using the Chinese word for sin, I looked up the words in the Bible. So the very first time when this word appeared in the Bible was in the book of Genesis, chapter 6, verse 5.
第六章是已经讲到了挪亚的时代。
So in chapter 6 of Genesis, it talked about the time of Noah.
那时候我们亚当，我们的祖先亚当，他犯罪堕落，没有是没有听神的话。
So by that time,Our forefather Adam, he had already sinned and had fallen by then.
按照圣经里面，就在到了第六章的时候，创世纪第六章就看到这个罪恶这个字出现。
So God was not with him, and so by the time of chapter 6 comes along, we could see that for the very first time it talked about sin.
我们再看下面一章，谢谢。
And if we look at the next slide.
六章的第五节是这样说的，耶和华见人在地上的罪恶很大，终日所思想的尽都是恶。
So Genesis chapter 6 verse 5 says, Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great on earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually.
这个就是在挪亚的时代。
So this was a time of Noah.
我们读圣经也知道，后来神他也后悔造人，他的说他的灵不永远在人的里面。
So, when we later read, we saw that God regretted the fact that He created man.
这个罪恶，我们再看下面一章，到了亚伯拉罕时代。
And so next part comes. Next time is mentioned is time of Abraham.
亚伯拉罕是神说，拣选的，要带领他出来，从一个人。能造出一个族来，族类和一个国度。
And so Abraham was chosen by God from which a whole nation shall come from him.
那是记载在创世纪十八章二十节，耶和华说，索多玛和俄摩拉的这个罪恶甚重，深闻于我。
So in Genesis chapter 18 verse 20, says, and the Lord said, the outcry of Sodom and Gomorrah is indeed great, and their sins is exceedingly grave.
我们注意到这里的话，它是英文的话，是一个 sin, S-I-N.
So, pay attention here, in the English version, he uses the word sin.
但是我们中文仍然把它翻成是罪恶。
But the Chinese translation uses the same word as before, where it was talking about wickedness.
我们知道，索多玛、俄摩拉他们的罪恶，我们读圣经的话知道。
So for all of us who read the Bible, we know this many sins, great sins, that were committed in the city of Sodom and Gomorrah.
虽然圣经里面没有详细的说，但是我们看到这个神的使者来到这个罗德家里的时候，看到他们对这两个使者的反应。
Even though the Bible didn't go into detail recording what those sins are, but we could get a sense of it in how they treated the two angels God sent to the house of Lot.
他要罗德交出这两个这两个他们叫做客人两个实际上是使者，神的使者，要交出来，要任凭他们怎样去做对待他。
And so.So when these two angels, messengers of God, came into the house of Lot, the people from the city demanded that Lot hand over these two messengers so that they may do what they will with them.
圣经上写的是男女老少，男女老少一起用到这个罗德家的门口。
And so the Bible recorded that these people, that they include old and young, men and women.
罗德他出去。他劝他们说不要这样，他说我有两个女儿还没有出嫁，是可以叫可以给你们任凭你们怎样去对待他。
And so Lot went outside the house in an attempt to appease them, trying to calm them, saying that don't do this. I have two daughters that they're not married yet. I could give them to you for you to do as you will.
从这里我们就知道这个两个城他们说所的罪恶是什么样的罪恶。
So from this story, you could tell how sinful these cities were.
然后我们再来到神的选民的时代。
And so next, we come to a time of the chosen people of God.
我们再看下面啊，下面一章。
Let's continue。
是在尼加书的时候，这个时候是来主前啊700多年的时候。
And so next time to come to time the book in the book of Micah, and this is 730 years before the Lord.
这个是弥迦是一个先知哈，他这样说，他对待啊神的选民是这样说的，他都这都因雅各的罪过，以色列家的罪恶，注意到罪恶字啊，为啊雅各的罪过在哪里呢？岂不是在撒玛利亚吗？从犹大的秋坛在哪里呢？岂不是在耶路撒冷吗？
So, the book by prophet Micah, chapter 1, verse 5, it's recorded, all this for the rebellion of Jacob and for the sins, so pay attention here, sins of the house of Israel. What is the rebellion of Jacob? Is it not Samaria? What is the high place of Judah? Is it not Jerusalem?
在这里我们讲到他为什么提了两个，一个是撒玛利亚，还有一个是犹大。
So here, pay attention. Why is it he mentioned Samaria and Judah?
这个时候我们知道已经分成两个国，一个是犹太国，是两个支派，另外是个支派是北国。
So we know that by this time, the kingdom of Israel has split into two. One is the northern kingdom, which has 10 tribes, and the southern kingdom, which is called the Judah, has 2 tribes.
撒玛利亚是北国它的首都。
So Samaria is the capital of the northern kingdom.
耶路撒冷呢是两个支派犹大和这个便雅悯支派的这个首都。
And then Jerusalem is the capital of Judah at the time.
我们先知在这里指出他们的罪恶在哪里呢？
So here let's point out where is the sin? Where's the sin? What sin have they committed?
因为他提到秋坛的话，这就是他们的罪恶之雕刻偶像。
For they have mentioned the high place because that's where they place their idols.
我们去读圣经的话，看弥迦书的话，就知道他们另立了雕刻了偶像来拜。
Because if we can continue to read from the book of Micah, we know that they have built idols for themselves and started worshiping those idols.
摩西曾给神的选民给了他们，是神给了摩西，要摩西交给这些神的选民，给他们有十诫。
And so God gave these 10 commandments to Moses so that Moses can give to the people.
我们可以看一下他们犯了哪一条诫。
So we can take a look at which one of these commandments they have sinned against.
我们看下面一章。
So we take a look at the next verse.
那是我们在出埃及记的20章第4节。
And that's in the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verse 4.
耶和华神特别在这里特别告诫他们说，不可为自己雕刻偶像，也不可做什么形象，仿佛上天下地和地底下水中的百物。
So the Lord especially warned his people to, you shall not make for yourself an idol or any likeness of what is in heaven above or on the earth beneath or in the waters under the earth.
我们再下一章。
Next verse.
不可跪拜那些像，也不可侍奉他，因为我耶和华你的神是祭邪的神。恨我的，我必追讨他的罪，自父及子直到三四代。
You shall not worship them or serve them, for I, the Lord of your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquities of the fathers on the children, on the third and fourth generations of those who hate me.
我们再看下面一章第六节。
And verse 6.
爱我、守我诫命的，我必向他们发慈爱，直到千代。
But showing loving kindness to thousands, to those who love me and keep my commandments.
他们犯了这个诫命，摩西所传给他们的诫命第二条。
So these people, they have sinned and went against the second of the Ten Commandments.
就是神在这里所说的雅各家的罪过和以色列家的罪恶。
And so this is what God was mentioning about the rebellion of Jacob and the sins of the house of Israel.
如果我们再看第一条诫命的话，
If we look at the first commandment,
我没有打在上面，我念给大家听。
So I'll read to everyone.
除了我以外，你不可有别的神。
So there can be no other God other than myself.
这就是说，他们实际上也违反了第一条诫命。
And so that also means that they have a sin against the very first commandment as well.
他们是知道神、认识神，但是他们又为他们自己造了偶像、雕刻了偶像，又拜别的神。
So they know God, they know the Lord, but yet they also create these false idols for themselves to worship.
这就是前面我们读到圣经的时候讲到，耶稣他来，真是要将他的百姓从罪恶中啊拯救出来。
And so that also reminds us of the passage we just read that Jesus came in to save his people from sin.
自从神啊造了我们人亚当和夏娃之后，我们可以看圣经知道，神真是没有任何地方有看见神有喜悦的地方。我们神就是造了亚当夏娃之后，我们可能看整个圣经过来，我们人类实在是败坏，没有让神有任何喜悦。因他所造的。
So ever since Adam and Eve, indeed we have fallen to such a point that we haven't done anything that pleases God in God's sight.
这就是他把他的爱子来赐给我们的时候，在地上起了一个翻天覆地的改变。
And so that's why when His Son came into this, He gave His only begotten Son to us, and when He came into this world, He created this, basically turned the world upside down.
虽然我们人是这样的悖逆顶撞，但是神他仍然爱我们。
And even though we are so rebellious, God still loves us.
他要将他的百姓从这个罪恶中能够拯救出来。
And he wants him to save his people from sin.
我们刚才是讲到我们的先祖也好，包括讲到神的选民也好，那我们自己，我们呢？我们这些外被称为外邦的人呢？
So we've been talking about our forefathers or the chosen people. That's how they behave. But what about us? We consider us Gentiles. What about us? How have we been behaving?
难道我们没有罪恶吗？
Are we sinless and blameless?
我们来看一下罗马书的第三章第九节，保罗是怎样说的？我没有打在上面。
Let's take a look at Book of Romans, chapter 3, and see what it says here in the book.
这却怎么样呢？我们比他们强吗？绝不是的，因我们已经证明犹太人和希腊人都在罪恶之下。希腊人指的就是我们外邦人。
So it says, what then? Are we better than they? Not at all, for we have already charged that both Jews and Greeks are all under sin, as it is written. So Greeks is a general, it's a stand-in term for people like us, Gentiles.
第十节的时候，保罗继续说，他说。没有明白的如经上所记，没有一人，连一个都没有。
Now, verse 10, Paul continued to write, As it is written, there is none righteous, not even one.
没有明白的，也没有寻求神的。
There is none who understands, there is none who seeks God, for God.
都是偏离正路，一同变为无用，没有行善的，连一个也没有。
All have turned aside. Together they have become useless. There is none who does good. There is not even one.
他们的喉咙是敞开的坟墓，他们用舌头弄诡诈，嘴唇里有碗蛇的毒气。
Their throat is an open grave. With their tongues they keep deceiving. The poison of asps is under their lips.
满口是咒骂苦毒。
Whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness.
杀人流血，他们的脚飞跑。
Their feet are swift to shed blood.
所经过的路，变形、残害、暴力的事。
Destruction and misery are in their paths.
平安的路，他们未曾知道。
And the paths of peace they have not known.
他们眼中不怕神。
There is no fear of God before their eyes.
这些刚才所讲的，保罗所讲的，实际上我看到我们自己也就是在这个光景中。
And so all these things that Paul just described, I realize that we too were in such circumstances.
我也是以前眼中没有神。
I too before I come to know the Lord, I have no God in my eyes.
竟然能够相信说，被教导说没有神。
And I truly believe in the teaching.That I was given to me that says there is no God.
虽然我们可以把这个推到说我们所处的环境所处的国家里面被教导的是没有神。
Even though we could try to shed the responsibility and push this onto saying our circumstances, the country in which we were born in or lived in, spread these kind of things, saying there's no God.
现在我知道，那个时候只是推诿而已，只是一个把责任推到别人的身上。
But looking back now, I know that I'm simply pushing the responsibility onto another party.
保罗告诉我们，实际上神性哈，他借着他所造的。我们他的神性是明明可知道的。
But Paul tells us his godliness is everyone could see. Everyone is plain to see.
但是我们人就是愿意被愚弄，或者是愿意真是闭着眼睛就说没有神。
But yet we as men will willingly close our eyes and just say there is no and ignore that fact and say there is no God.
我们前面所讲到的一些罪恶，就是一个是。不敬拜神，一个是就是拜假神。
And so out of the Ten Commandments we were just mentioning, the first one is not worshiping God, the other is worshiping false idols.
而且像我们这些也是一样，外邦人，我们不寻求神，没有一个要来寻求神的。
And in the same way, how us as Gentiles, we also did not seek out God.
我们人是按照神的形象所造。
But man was created in the image of God.
但是我们违背了神的旨意的之后，违背的话之后，我们真是从这样的一个地位堕落了。
But ever since we rebelled against God's will, we have fallen.
什么叫堕落？就是从我们神造我们的人的这个地位上，一个荣耀的地位上面坠落。
What the word fallen means is that we have fallen from this high place. That at which God created us from, and we have fallen from that position.
为什么要这样说呢？
And why did I put it this way?
如果读了传道书的时候，我们知道这个写书的这位作者在他的书的最后的时候说。
For those of you who have read the book Ecclesiastes, you know that in the very last chapter, the author said,
说我们做人的本分我们做人的本分。是敬畏神，谨守他的诫命。
That is our role, ultimate role, to revere God and to obey His commandments.
我们什么叫本分
？And what does that mean to have this role, a proper role?
就本分，我们先举一个例子，我们来看一下哈。
So as an example,
如果我们在家庭中，你是做父母的，做父母的还有一个他的责任。
So in a household, for example, if you're a parent, then you have your responsibility as a parent.
他的责任也就是他的本分是要抚养儿女的。
So you have your duty, obligation, and responsibility to raise and teach your children.
如果你这方面就没有做的话，别人也会说你失职嘛。
And so, if you didn't do that, then people could say that you didn't do what your responsibility is as a parent.
也就不能称为是这个孩子的父母。
Then you are not worthy to be the parent. To be called the parent of
these
two children.
我们做父母的本分，这是他的责任，就是教养孩童、子女。
And so therefore, in the household, as parents, our responsibility, our proper role is to raise and teach our children.
那么像我们打个比方，我们在公司工作的话，作为一个职员。
Or, for example, at work, you're an employee.
那职员他的本分是什么？
And what's your role as an employee?
就是完成老板交给你的任务。
Is to complete the task your boss or your manager given you.
你如果不去做这个工作，你不去尽这个责任，那么当然就会被叫做解雇。
And if you don't do it, you'll get fired.
那么我们人，什么是人的本分？
But what about us as man? What is our proper role?
传道书里面它是。经过了他自己的研究人生的经历到最后一个总结就是说我们人的本分是敬畏神 谨守他的诫命。
And so in the book of Ecclesiastes, the author concluded after experiencing all these things around him all these years, he said that our proper role is to fear God and keep his commandments.
我们从前面我刚才列出来的神看到的我们在人当中的罪恶的时候。
And so as I was listening through the various sins that God saw in us,
没有一个敬畏神。
There's one in which none of these people had fear of the Lord.
他发布的诫命也没有人遵守。
And no one kept his commandments.
那就是说我们人还是人吗？
And then so because of that, can we still be called man since we didn't do our proper role?
这就是说我们实际上从这个人的地位堕落。
So in fact, we have fallen from our position as man, fallen from that position.
我们的神真是非常的伤心。
So that really hurt our God.
为什么呢？你从以赛亚书就能看到。
Because you could tell from the book of Isaiah.
以赛亚书的第一章第三节的时候，神就这样说。
Because from that book, the chapter one verse three, it says.
他用个比方，他就说，他造的牛哈，牛认识主人，驴也认识主人的槽，以色列却不认识，我的民却不留意。
An ox knows its owner, and a donkey its master's manger, but Israel does not know. My people do not understand.
以色列人是他所爱的，是他的选民。
So the Israelites are his chosen people whom he loved.
他在这里与牛比都比不上。
So here they can't even be they're worse than an ox.
但我们想想我们自己呢？
But think back to ourselves.
我们比以色列人可能说更差。
We are probably even worse than the Israelites.
我们生活在这个地球上哈，是神为我们所造的。
So we live on this earth which the Lord had created for us.
但是却说是没有神。
But yet we said there is no God.
这不是一个极大的罪恶吗？
Isn't that a great sin?
我们不但失去了我们做人的本分，因为我们不知道怎样能够来没有这样的生命能够来敬畏神和谨守他的诫命。
So we have lost our proper role as man because we don't know how to fear God and keep His commandments.
这就是这个圣诞节所讲的真正的这位婴孩神赐给我们这位婴孩来到这个世上，他所要做的就是将他的百姓从罪恶中拯救出来。
And that's the true purpose.For why this babe was born into this world is to save his people from sin.
我们还读了路加福音，我们再看它其中还有一个，主耶稣他来到这个世上的他的一个使命。
And so we read the few verses from the book of Luke, which talked about another purpose for Lord Jesus coming.
我们看下面一张这个 slide 啊，是路加福音的二章十一节。
So that's in chapter 2, verse 11.
今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。
For today in the city of David, there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord.
我们特别要注意到哈，为什么在这个里面他特别提到是在大卫的城里。
So pay attention to why it's specifically said that in the city of David.
第一个，我们中文是说为你们生了救主。
There has been born for you a Savior.
就是主基督。
And who is Christ the Lord.
和前面讲的是耶稣，好，他讲的是耶稣。
So before, in the previous passage, we read, they call him Jesus.
我们特别注意，一提到大卫的时候，我们就知道这是君王的，因为神允许从大卫的后裔里面要立一位君王，是到永远坐在宝座上的。
So as we know, whenever we talk about David, we know it's talking about kingship, because for it was foretold that from the line of David there shall be a king.
我们讲到基督的话，基督是从这个圣经里面看，他是受膏者。
So as we know that the word Christ means the one who is anointed.
Anointed 就是神，就是神。来使他们来成为圣洁，能够成为来服侍神。
So through this God cleansed the people so that they could be so they could serve God.
是神所立的哈，立的他。
So God had placed him there.
在旧约里面，我们看到有三种人。
So in the Old Testament, we see there are three kind of people who are worthy of this this job,
先知,
this responsibility.
是受高的先知。
So the first one are the prophets. They are anointed.
来传递神的话。
So their responsibility is to share the word of God.
大祭司。
The second category are the high priests.
来是办理人和神之间的事情。
So they take care of things between man and God.
还有一个就是君王。
The third category is the king.
所以在这里特别提到大卫的城。
And so that's why it's talk about here the God of David.
这里要告诉我们的，我们主耶稣来。
Because here it tells us that our Lord Jesus came.
他是王，他是天国的王。
He is the King of Heaven.
他是救主，他也是君王。
He is indeed the Savior, but he is also the King.
这就是为什么在以赛亚书九章第六节里面特别说的。
That's why in Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6 it says,
也是我们圣诞节的时候常常会听到的引用到的圣经还有的诗歌。
And this is often the most quoted verse during Christmas as well as lyrics from songs we sing.
我没有打出片子来，但是我再念给大家听。
So I'll read it here for you.
以赛亚书的九章六节。
Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6.
因有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上，他的名称为奇妙、测试、全能的神、永在的父、和平的君。
For a child will be born to us, a son will be given to us.And the government will rest on his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace.
第七节，他的政权与平安必加增无穷，他必在大卫的宝座上治理他的国，以公平、公义使国坚定稳固，从今直到永远，万军之耶和华的热心必成就这事。
And verse 7, it says, There will be no end to the increase of his government or of peace on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and righteousness from then on and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will accomplish this.
也就是两千多年前，两千多年前，我们的君王，我们的主，我们的救主已经为我们而生了。
So in other words, more than 2,000 years ago, our Lord and Savior was born.
而且已经来到了世上。
And he came into this world.
这就是为什么约翰起来传福音的时候说，要悔改，天国近了。
That's why when John, he started to share the gospel, he said, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near."
那么我们下面再来看一看，我们主耶稣他自己说他来。是做什么是他的使命。
So next, let's take a look at what the purpose of God of our Lord Jesus, why he came in using his own words.
我们看下面一章，我们主耶稣他在马太福音十七章里面特别说到，他说：“莫想我来要废掉律法和先知，我来不是要废掉，乃是要成全。”
So Matthew chapter 5 verse 17.He says that, Do not think that I came to abolish the law or the prophets. I did not come to abolish, but to fulfill.
我们前面讲到神看到我们人当中的罪恶的时候，其中有一条就是我们没有遵行这个神的诫命。
And so, like the verses we read and talked about before, one of the greatest sin of the people then is that they did not obey the God's commandments.
还有神差遣了他的先知向他的百姓说话，也没有人听先知所传讲的话，而且还把先知都杀掉。
And God sent forth his prophets to warn and remind people to obey God's commandment, but yet the people did not listen. In fact, they wanted to kill the prophets.
所以我们人里面没有一个能够 真是遵守这个神的诫命，来听神的话。
So indeed, none of us was able to keep God's commandments and obey His words.
所以我们主耶稣他来，第一个就是要来成全这个律法。
And so, one of the purpose for Lord Jesus coming into this world is to fulfill the law.
我们讲到这个律法的时候，有这些法利赛人特别来拷问耶稣，就问这些神所颁布的律法里面诫命里面哪一条是最大的。
And so in talking about the commandments, the Pharisees, they asked Jesus, they tried to trick him and ask him, which one of these commandments is the greatest?
在马太福音二十二章三十六节他们这样的问啊。
So in Matthew chapter 22, it's recorded this following, the following exchange.
就是犹太人哈，因为他们神给了他们这个诫命律法啊，夫子，律法上的诫命哪一条是最大的呢？
So the Israelite asked Jesus, Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law?
神借着摩西给了他们十条诫命。
So because God gave the people 10 commandments through Moses.
他们犹太人想要跟我们中国人也很像，哎呀，我们那么多比较麻烦，哪一条是最大的就好了。
So, the Jews, they're kind of like the Chinese. They figure that there are 10 commandments. They're too many to remember. Let's just focus on whichever is the most important.
耶稣就对他们说了，你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神。
And so Jesus said to them, and he said to them, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind.
主耶稣说，这是诫命中的第一，且是最大的。
This is the great and foremost commandment.
其次也相仿，就是要爱人如己。
The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself.
如果我们熟悉这个十诫的话，确确实实讲，前面是对待神，后面是我们人和人之间的关系。
So if you are familiar with the Ten Commandments, indeed, that's how the Ten Commandments were structured. The first part is about loving God, and second is regarding the relationship between each other.
这些犹太人问主耶稣哪一条是最大的。
And so the Israelites, they asked Jesus, which one of these commandments is the greatest?
然后主耶稣不但告诉他们哪一条最大，第二条也告诉他们。
And so Jesus not only responded to them, letting them know which one is the greatest commandment, but also which is the second greatest commandment.
马太福音二十二章四十节，主耶稣说，这两条诫命是律法和先知一切道理的总纲。
So in verse 40, he summarized and said, on these two commandments depends the whole law and the prophets.
这就是我们主耶稣来，他是来成就律法和先知。
And so that's why our Lord Jesus came into this world in order to fulfill the laws.
问一下大家，那主耶稣这条他来的使命，他完成了吗？
So let me ask you this: Did our Lord Jesus indeed fulfill this commandment?
因为主耶稣自己在那个十字架上说成了。
Because our Lord Jesus himself said upon the cross, "It is done."
我们好好读圣经的话，我们知道主耶稣他实实在在。成全了这个律法，神的律法。
So if we read the Bible carefully, we'll realize that indeed, our Lord Jesus Himself did fulfill the laws.
只有他这样成全了这样的律法，他才能救我们罪人。
And only when He fulfilled the laws, was He able to save sinners.
因为这他是付上了生命的代价。
For He had paid a heavy price with His life.
因为我们知道生命是何等宝贵。而且是没有任何的价能够将生命赎出来。
For we know how precious, how priceless is a life.
只有一个没有犯罪的生命才能够来赎出，来拯救出这个人的生命。
And there is no price you could pay for a life except with another life, with a life that's blameless and sinless.
是为我们所有的罪人付上了这个赎价，要赎出这个从罪中将我们赎出来，从律法上面将我们赎出来的这个价。
And our Lord Jesus himself paid that price for us, saved us from that, paid that ransom for us, from us, in order to save us from sin.
我们再看下面一章，第二，主耶稣他来的使命。
So let's take a next verse, the second reason for why he come into this.
是我们主耶稣自己说的哈。我来本不是召义人悔改，乃是召罪人悔改。
So our Lord Jesus himself said, I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance.
这是主耶稣来的，他的另外一个使命。
So that is the second purpose for our Lord Jesus coming into this world.
我们在座的，我们已经信主的，我们已经是听见了主的呼召，叫我们悔改。
So all of us who are sitting here, we have already heard his calling for us to repent.
哦，我们实际上，我们真是啊，这是神真正赐给我们的恩典。我们虽然犯了罪，他是给我们机会，要我们悔改。
So truly, this is an amazing blessing and grace that he has given us. Even though we have sinned, he gave us this opportunity to repent.
所以我们在座的每座上面已经接受主的这样的恩典的，我们都能够在这上面做见证。我们主耶稣实在是因着他这样一人来，他召罪人悔改，我们因此而得救。
So all of us who are here that we have received the salvation, we can all testify to this fact that he indeed he came to call sinners to repent.
那么我们再看一下下面一章。
So next passage.
那是主耶稣他自己告诉我们说，他来是要叫羊或者叫人得生命，并且得的更丰盛的生命。
And so our Lord Jesus himself said that he came that they, or the lamb, may have life and have it abundantly.
我们他前面讲到盗贼来，他做一个比较，盗贼来无非要偷窃、杀害和毁坏。
And for the first part of the verse, it says that the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy.
但是他耶稣说，我来了是要叫羊，或者是我们可以翻译成人，因为他前面是讲的是牧羊人，他说得生命并且得的更丰盛。
But our Lord Jesus said, I came that they, could be the lamb or could be people, because they were talking about, before that he was talking about people, that they may have life and have it abundantly.
我们已经是基督徒的，我们知道这个生命。
So as Christians, we know about this life.
我们也知道我们过去我们是死在罪恶过犯当中的。
And we know that we were dead to sin.
那么我们还没有信主的可能会问，难道我们现在我们活着这个我们没有生命吗？
So some people may ask, like, does it mean that we have no life at all? But we are very much alive.
当然我们所讲的是生命的话，在这里我们讲的是神造我们人所当这个人的这个真正的人的生命。
So of course I'm talking about this life that Lord given to Adam when he created this life.
就讲到我们，因为刚才我前面讲到我们人实际上没有尽他的本分，我们人已经失去了这个叫做什么，我们人应当所有的这个本分的时候，我们已经从这个人的生命上面已经坠落下来，没有已经死亡了。
Because as we were just mentioning how we have already fallen from position as man.
我们也记得亚当和夏娃犯罪了之后，神已经跟他们说了，在之前跟他们说不要吃这个知识善恶树上的果子，神跟他们说意思是要他们要选择生命树。
And because when God created Adam and Eve, he already told them do not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
但是已经告诉他们，事先告诉他们，如果你吃这个树上的果子的话，就是知识和善恶树上果子的话，你必定死。
And I warned them, if you eat the fruit from that tree, you will surely will die.
我们讲到这个必定死的时候，后来虽然亚当还活了九百多岁。
And so even though after that incident, Adam still lived for 900 some years.
我们读圣经的，我们知道实际上是神的灵离开了他。
For those of us who read the Bible and pay attention, we know that God was talking about the spirit that left Adam from the moment when he ate from that tree.
我们正好可以在圣诞节的时候，常常会看到有圣诞树哈，圣诞树。
So, during Christmas season, I'm sure you see the Christmas tree all over the place.
实际上，这圣诞树跟主耶稣他的降生真是没有任何的关系。
So, in reality, the Christmas tree has absolutely nothing to do with the birth of Christ.
虽然可以去查为什么由来，但是我想在这里所让我正好看见一个生命的关系。
So even though we could look into the history and talk about all how it came to be, but it's actually happened to be a good example for life.
这个圣诞树，他们你说买来的时候都是没有根哈，它都割下来卷好，买到家里放起来，下面放点水。
So when you purchase the Christmas tree from the tree farm or whatnot, it doesn't have its roots. It's already cut from that part. So you bring it home, and then you put it in a pot of water.
所以你说它是活的还是死的
？So, is it alive or is it dead?
它明明还是青青的嘛。你说死的话，它还是青悠悠的，对不对？绿绿的。
So if you say that it's dead already, but yet it's still got its green leaves.
如果你知道了，因为它跟它的生命的源头切断了哈，所以是趋向死亡。虽然还可以有保持一点点绿。
But in actuality, it's already separated out.It has been severed from the source of life, which is its root. So, even though outwardly it still looks green and still looks alive, but it's actually on its way heading towards death.
虽然在这几天之内还有香气出来。
So even though for the first few days you had this nice pine scent coming from the tree.
所以它是过了这节之后不久。收垃圾的也会来专门一个收把这个树一起堆到一起作为只能作为垃圾一起拖出去已经是黄黄的了或者叶子都掉了一塌糊涂
But then a few days later people would discard it in their garbage can and then the garbage collection would come they have a special collection specifically for the tree because they're useless at that point they have no other purpose
就是我们人实际上就是这样
SoWe as men are like that too.
虽然我们好像是活着，我们看到这里，我们可以做这事，那这事，我们在信主之前，对吧？我们可以，而且可以做很多事。
And even though before we come to believe in the Lord, we seem to be still very much alive. We could move about in the world, do various things.
但是我们已经和这个生命的源头哈，已经切开了。
But in actuality, we have been already severed from the source of life.
就是在创世纪第六章，神在挪亚的时代的时候，看到我们人思想的尽都是恶的时候。
And just as in Genesis chapter 6, verse 3, when God saw that all that we thought about are evil,
他就说，我的灵就不永远住在他里面。
So God said, My spirit shall not strive with man forever.
但是神还是给了人恩典日子哈，他说，但他还可以，他日子可以活到120年。
But God still showed mercy on man, and so He says, Nevertheless, his day shall be 120 years.
所以这个120年就相当于我们圣诞树的大概一个礼拜的样子吧。
So this 120 years is probably about the 7 or so days that the Christmas tree could last in our home.
所以这就是我们人的光景啊，人的光景。
So that is the circumstance of man.
我们里面没有神的灵的时候，我们就像我们星期六的时候我们讲到，我们人实际上活在世上。就是行尸走肉哈，就跟其他动物差不多。
And so, just like we share on Saturday, when we don't have the spirit inside of us, we're but nothing but just like walking corpses, just no different than other animals.
那么我们主耶稣说他来，他是要赐给人得生命。
So our Lord Jesus says that He came in order to give us life.
就是因着主耶稣他来，他把我们。和神的生命的源头接起来。
Because he came into this world, our Lord Jesus connect us once more back to the source of life.
我们有神的灵又住到我们里面来。
So we have the Spirit of God once again dwelling inside of us.
我们才有可能才有这个生命能够进 做人的本分。
And only then do we have this life to fulfill our proper role as man.
如果没有神的灵，就是圣灵住在我们里面，我们根本就活不出这个神对我们的要求。
And but without that spirit, we just cannot, simply cannot fulfill that requirement.
但是主耶稣他并没有停在这里，他说要得这个生命得得更丰盛。
But yeah, Lord Jesus didn't just stop there. He tells us that we need to be more abundant.
他要我们、主耶稣，他要我们和这个源头接起来的时候，是接在我们主耶稣身上。
And so God wants us, when we are once again united, connected with the source of life, but he wants us to be connected to our Lord Jesus.
主耶稣他打了一个比方，他是一个真葡萄树。
So he gave an example. He said that he is the true grapevine.
我们这些得到他的生命的人，就像葡萄树的枝子一样，是接在这个、葡萄树上面的。
And that all of us who have been saved, we are like that, those branches that are connected to the grapevine.
那个约翰福音十五章第八节，是不是主耶稣是这样说的？说你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀，你们也就是我的门徒了。
So in John chapter 15 verse 8, he said, My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples.
我们特别注意到这里讲的是，不是说只结果子就好。我们主耶稣在这里说的是，多结果子才能荣耀父神。
So pay special attention here. It's not just to bear fruit, but rather bear much fruit.
这就是一个主耶稣说，不但让我们能够得到生命，而且得到更丰盛的生命。
So here, that's why he said that he came to so that we not only receive life, but a more abundant life.
Yeah, 主耶稣他的比喻是非常的、形象。
So his comparisons is very vivid.
你去看到一个果树，如果它上面是结果子，只是稀稀拉拉的一些果子的话，你也能看出来它的生命如何哈。
So because if we go see a fruit tree and we saw that even though it did bear fruit, but it's far and few between, then you know that tree is not doing that great.
Yeah, 它是有生命，它也能结果子。
It does have life and it is able to bear some fruit.
但是主耶稣在这里说的是多，多结果子。
But here our Lord Jesus tells us to bear much fruit.
这就是我们、基督徒，我们信了主，得到了主的生，赐给我们的这个神儿女的这个生命、我们还要在主里面继续的成长，和主耶稣连在一起。
And so that's why for all of us who receive life from Lord Jesus, that we need to continue to grow in Him by connecting to Him.
这是一个我们叫做成圣的路也好，或者说我们在这个里面、让主来、对付我们、让我们能够真正的多结果子来荣耀父神。
And we could call this the righteous road or letting God deal with us, but nonetheless, it's we want to bear much fruit.
那么我们一讲到、能够多结果子的时候，我们当然会想到加拉太书里面圣灵所结出的果子。
And so when we talk about fruit and bearing of fruit, we of course automatically associate with Galatians, where we talk about the fruit of the Spirit.
有五章二十二节是这样说，圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实，还有温柔和节制。
So chapter 5 verse 22 says, But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness.
这就是和我们前面所神所看到我们人里面所行的尽都是恶的时候是完然截然不同。
Gentleness and self-control. So all these things are the exact opposite of what God lists out before as our sins.
难怪我们神特别喜悦我们主耶稣，他道成肉身来到世上。
So it's a little wonder that brings God much joy to see our Lord Jesus, the Word becoming flesh, coming into this world.
也是神造我们人以来第一次神所喜悦的，就是说这是他的爱子、是他所喜悦的。
So this is also the very first time since creation man that God says this is my son in whom I'm delighted in.
神第一次讲这话的时候，就是主耶稣他受约翰的洗，然后他上来的时候天都开了。 圣灵像鸽子一样降在他身上，父神的话说：“这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。”
So God said this when our Lord Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist, and when he rose out of the water, heaven opened up, the light shone down, a dove that descended upon him, and that's when God said that.
Yeah, 我们这些真是已经是基督徒的哈，我们真是感到这实在是主赐给我们的一个大的恩典。
So as Christians, we truly feel that this is a great blessing our Lord has given us.
我们每一个人都有这样的见证。 来和弟兄姐妹和朋友们一起分享，我们是怎样得到主的这样的生命。
So we all have our own unique testimonies of how we received his life.
我想我们在当中不知道有没有还没有信的哈。
I'm not sure which one of among of us who are sitting here haven't believed yet, are not believers yet.
或者也在思索我到底怎么样能够得到这个生命。
Or maybe you're wondering, how do I go about receiving such a life?
我要想的就是，从我们自己每一个人得救，从我自己得救来看，就是回家。
So I think it's true for everyone's experience, especially when I'm looking at my own. The way to do it is it's like going home.
这个家，我在这里讲的家是神的家。
So this home that I'm talking about is the house of God.
在我们这里，我们一起聚集的，我们这里叫做教会，神的教会。So
here we're gathered here together. This is called the church.
而是耶稣他舍己，因着他的舍己，他造了一个新的族类。And
it's because our Lord Jesus his self-sacrifice.
这个在这个地方，我们在他的教会里面，我们可以认识耶稣基督。
And so, in his church, we're able to get to know Jesus Christ.
也是在神的家里面，可以认识这位父神。
And also, in the house of God, we get to know the God the Father.
我也是31年前，也就是从汽车站被带到这个教会里面来的时候，就是在里面认识了主。
And so I myself, 31 years ago, when I was brought from the bus stop to the church, that's how it came to know God.
我们参加圣经的学习。And
so we joined Bible study.
也参加这个敬拜。And
worship.
每次都来一直保持着参加的时候，不知不觉的就慢慢的好像眼睛被打开，能够看见耶稣了。
And so after coming to various gathering consistently, I feel like slowly I saw Jesus.
而且这个圣经好像这个书也慢慢的能够读懂了。And
also the Bible started to slowly being revealed to me, and I started to slowly understand what the Bible is talking about.
当然那个时候我说读懂的话和现在读懂的话又差了很远。
Of course, my understanding of the Bible is much less rudimentary. It's much rudimentary compared to my current understanding.
就是在这个教会里面一起参加敬拜，也是听见神的话的地方。
I also come to realize that gathering place to hear the word of God.
也是让我们人真正得到生命的地方。
This is also a place where we can receive true life.
让我们人成为一个新造，在主耶稣基督里成为一个新造的地方。
It's a place where we can become a new creation.
也是让我们人能够得到，不但得到生命，而且是更丰盛生命的地方。
It's also a place where we not only receive life, but a more abundant life.
也是在这里，我们看到我们是耶稣基督被高举的地方。
It's also this place where we could see our Lord Jesus has been raised up high.
也是我们敬拜神，我们感恩的地方。
It's a place where we worship God and a place where we give thanks to Him.
Yeah, 我想也借着今天的主的话，我也想来问一下我们当中，如果还没有信的话，是否你愿意要来也来接受这样神所赐给我们人每一个人有这样的一个。
And And so through God's words, I'd like to use this opportunity to ask those who are here, if you're not a believer yet, are you willing to accept life from God?
我还记得那个时候三十一年前的时候，也是我们有讲员外面请的讲员哈来到我们当中聚会的当中来传福音，然后他来呼召。
And I remember that in the same way, 31 years ago, when I attended a meeting like this, the speaker that was hired from another church, he called out to the congregation. He made the same calling.
他先是要我们举手，然后他祷告，然后又叫我们站到他的面前来，我们从这个会众中出来哈。
He asked us if we're willing to. He asked us to raise our hand, and he prayed for us, and he called us to stand before the come out and stand before the podium.
我当时记得我们是我和我妻子，然后我们手上抱的是儿子吗？对，我们的女儿大了，她是参加那个他们孩童的。这个学习班哈。
So I just seem to remember at the time, my wife and I, my wife was holding our son, our young son, in her arms because our daughter's a little bit older, so she's off with the younger kids.
Yeah, 我想也就是那个时候，从那时候开始哈，实际上我们很快，十一月份就受洗了啊，九三年。
And so, very quickly, we were baptized in November.
Yeah, 那时候我记得跟敏雄一起哈。
And I remember our brother Min Xiong was there as well.
Yeah, 我想这个是可以说不会忘记。
So I shall never forget this.
也包括那时候站在那个我们的传福音的这个讲员面前哈。
I distinctly remember that scene of standing before the speaker at the time.
我只是这个时候一下子他的名字想不起来。
His
香港有名的演员叫什么那个？
His name slipped my mind.
乔红弟兄
So he was a famous actor in Hong Kong, brother 乔红。
是，我们也真想念他，他已经回天家了。
So he already went to be with the Lord, and we truly miss that brother.
实际上我们每次神都给我们机会，让我们还没有认识他的人，能借着讲员也好，借着弟兄姐妹他们的爱，他们的关怀，我们随时随地都可以说我们愿意要。我们也要得到这样主耶稣的生命。
So God gave us so many opportunities to say yes to His life through special speakers or through just brothers and sisters around us.
我也想问一下，今天在我们当中，如果还没有以前还没有觉知说我要信主的话，我们当中有没有人说愿意我也要来得这个生命哈
？I too would like to take this opportunity to ask those who are here, if you haven't made that decision before.Are you willing to make this decision today to say that, yes, I want that life?
我不愿意再做行尸走肉，不知道在生活在这个世上到底有什么目的。
That you no longer want to be just like a walking corpse and not knowing what's your purpose on earth.
我们可不可以看看如果有没有举手的？我们有没有
？Anyone who's willing?
如果你还没有信的哈，还没有信，还没有觉知过的哈，没有觉知过的不需要。
This is for the non-believers.
Yeah, 我想心里面不要消灭这个圣灵的感动哈。有的时候心里面可能就说呀，你要举手，你要举手，你要那个圣灵的声音哈，不是别人的声音。
So please do not suppress the voice of the Holy Spirit inside of you calling, yeah, you to do it.
Yeah, 随时随地都可以哈。
So anytime you can do this anytime.
但今天是最最好啊。
But of course, today is a great opportunity, as great as any other opportunity.
Yeah, 我也是亲身的体会。就是在这个家里，在神的家被召回来，一直在里面没有离开。
So I've gone through this experience of being called into the house of God and never left.
而且，虽然我知道现在看来是成长的比较慢，比较慢。
So even though it feels like I'm growing and maturing at a slower pace,
我们还在继续得这个主耶稣要赐给我们的这个丰盛的生命。
I'm still receiving this abundant life that our Lord Jesus has given us.
这是一个仍然在进行中的哈。
And so this is a continuing process.
我们感谢主，下面我们一起来祷告。
So let's have a word prayer.
我们亲爱的主，我们真是何等的感恩，你道成肉身来到世上。
Dear Lord, how thankful that you are, thankful we are of the fact that you, the Word became flesh, you came into this world.
我们人算什么，你却这样的眷顾我们。
Who are we that you are so mindful of us?
要你的宝血啊，为我们而流，要立了这样的一个新约。
And to shed your precious blood for us and establish this new covenant.
我们是你的子民，你是我们的君王。
We are your people, and you are our king.
要带领我们正式进入光明。
Please lead us into the light.
让我们真正的成为一个新造的人。
So we can truly become your a new creation.
让我们能够真正的敬畏我们的神。
So we revere our God.
我们谨守他的一切的诫命。
And to obey all of his commandments.
多结果子，荣耀你的名。
And to bear much fruit and to glorify your name.
也谢谢你今天与我们同在，祝福我们在座的每一位。
We thank you for your presence today, blessing every single one of us who are here.
祷告奉靠主耶稣基督宝贵得胜的名。
Pray in the precious and victorious name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.